RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Monday morning to you. It's a Falcons Monday here, by the way. No, obviously, score. Usually, we're talking about what happened with the game on a Falcons Monday, but instead, we're going to continue to get you ready for tonight's Monday Night Football matchup between the Falcons and the Raiders. Ren, you know you can already hear that game right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, flagship station of your Atlanta Falcons. Pregame going to be starting at 6:30 tonight with Chris Goforth and Mike Johnson on the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network pregame show. Then they'll take you all the way up until 8:30, and then it'll be Wes Durham and Dave Archer giving you all the action between Falcons and Raiders. And we're going to talk about it because tonight, virtually a must win for the Atlanta Falcons. We'll get into it here in just a couple of minutes. But shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there, making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 613 IBEW workers out there rising and grinding this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. All my Amazon drivers and Amazon workers out there too. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. And of course, my local funeral home workers and all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. It is a Falcons Monday, so you know what that means. We got to talk about them Dirty Birds. And like I was just mentioning, this is virtually a must win for the Falcons this evening. Why? Well, yesterday the Tampa Bay Buccaneers handled business against the LA Chargers, taking down the Chargers 40-17 in SoFi Stadium in LA. That win over the Chargers yesterday had the Buccaneers improve to 8-6 on the year. Obviously, the Falcons are 6-7 as it currently stands with the game to play tonight. So you have to keep pace with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, because Yes, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers still could lose a couple of games in a row. I mean, heck, they could lose out. We never know. But it's probably unlikely. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have been playing very well as of late. Had a good game yesterday. Mike Evans, I believe, had two touchdown catches. Baker Mayfield had another good day. And not only that, not only are they playing well, but their schedule is very, very favorable over the next, really, throughout the rest of the year, honestly. So if we take a look at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers' remaining schedule, like I said, they beat the Chargers yesterday 40-17. Then they take on the Dallas Cowboys, who did get a win over the Carolina Panthers, but that's the Carolina Panthers. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are different. They should beat the Dallas Cowboys. All these games I'm about to list off, the Buccaneers should win. So the Buccaneers honestly are looking like they could win out. And if the Buccaneers win out, Falcons are cooked. I'm just going to say that. So that's why this is a must win. At this point, you got to keep pace. Now, again, anything can happen, but still, it ain't looking too good right now, Falcons fans. I'm going to just be honest with you. We really needed the Buccaneers to lose yesterday, and they handled business. So, again, Buccaneers take on the Cowboys next week on the road in Dallas. Then they're at home against the Carolina Panthers, and then they're at home against the New Orleans Saints. Now, the Saints, you know, you never know what could happen. They did give the Washington Commanders a scare, which it would have actually been nice if the Saints beat the Commanders yesterday, because that could have given you a chance at maybe getting a wild card spot, but that didn't happen either. The Commanders held on and got a stop on a two-point conversion. Saints went for a two-point conversion to win the game yesterday, and they did not convert, so the Commanders won 20-19 after the Saints made a little bit of a comeback. But back to the Buccaneers, three very, very favorable games, which really they all should win. Again, they're at the Dallas Cowboys next week. Then the final 2 weeks of the regular season, they're at home against the Panthers and Buccaneers. So they really should win all three of their games. And I'll tell you this much, again, if they do, the Falcons are done, because the Bucs obviously got a game in hand right now over the Atlanta Falcons, and if the Buccaneers win out, they'll be 11-6. Falcons, if they win out, they at best can only be 10-7, and we all know what that means. So you now do not control your own destiny if you are the Atlanta Falcons, and not only that, but you just got to hope for help and hope that either the Cowboys, the Panthers, or the Saints can help you out and beat the Buccaneers. So we'll see. Or you hope one of these wild card teams really tank and take a few losses. I mean, you do play the Commanders obviously, before season's end. And the Commanders, again, they won, though. They're sitting at 9-5. So you're a full two games behind them. Now you can get a full game back behind the Commanders and take the tiebreaker. So a wild card spot could be in play there. But remember, Green Bay is sitting there atop the NFC North too. So the Commanders aren't even actually in a wild card spot right now. It would be actually, they're not even in a wild card spot right now. The Commanders are still, actually, excuse me. So right now it is three wild card spots are Minnesota, Green Bay, and the Commanders. Those are the three wild card spots right now. So three NFC North teams are looking like they're going to make the postseason. The NFC North is taking up two of those three wild card spots in the Vikings and the Packers, and then, again, Washington. So, look, your best bet, you know, maybe you can have Washington lose a couple with one of them beating them. Now, the Commanders, it is likely they could lose two games. So, well, one game at least, and then we'll see what the Falcons do against the Commanders. So, the Falcons, again, there's still definitely hope, but you're going to need the Eagles to take care of business against the Commanders, and the Eagles are still playing for a lot. They still have a chance at that number one seed, so they're still going to be playing to win, of course, trying to get that number one seed from the Detroit Lions after the Lions lost yesterday in another shootout the Bills were involved in. The Bills end up winning that one 48-42 in a crazy game. The Lions actually were down they were down 21-7 at one point, and they ended up coming back and making it a close game. But one too many risks for Dan Campbell as it went back on him. So, and then I'm looking here at the TV. So the Packers actually clinch a playoff berth with the Falcons' loss or tie on Monday. So let's not clinch for the Packers, shall we? Can we not do that? But anywho, to finish going through this Commanders scenario, the Commanders play the Eagles next week. So you feel good about hopefully maybe the Eagles giving you some help. And then if you can beat the Commanders on December 29th, you will sneak into that last wild card spot, because the Commanders would have lost two games in a row. That would have put them at 9-7. And if you end up, well, technically you would kind of be there, because the Commanders, let me work this out of my head. So you win tonight, you'll be 7-7. And yeah. So yes, okay. I worked it out now. I forgot the Falcons had to play an extra three games now. So if the Commanders lose to the Eagles, you beat them on December 29th, the next 2 weeks, Commanders would be at 9-7. You beat the Raiders, that'll get you to 7-7. Then you go and beat the Giants after that, that'll put you at 8-7. Then you beat the Commanders 9-7. So you and the Commanders both be 9-7. You'd have the tiebreaker, and then you would control your own destiny, hopefully, going into that final week, because the Commanders do play the Cowboys, and you think the Commanders should be able to beat them. So Falcons, at this point, you got to win out. If you win out, you probably can get that last wild card spot. Or, depending on what the Buccaneers do, you can still win the division. So you win out, you feel good about probably getting in the playoffs with at least a wild card spot, but if you don't win out, you're done. I think it's as simple as that. I think that's what we've come to. Falcons have to win out, or they're probably not making the postseason unless you get a lot of help. But if you win out, you feel pretty good about at least getting that wild card spot. So that's the position the Falcons are in, and we'll see if they'll get the job done. And we'll, over obviously the next 49 minutes, talk about how the Falcons can get the job done tonight against the Las Vegas Raiders. And one thing that we have to mention off the bat when talking about this game is that Max Crosby out, and potentially out for the season, but he has already been ruled out for tonight's game. Crosby dealing with an ankle injury, and he is going to get a second opinion today about whether or not he needs to get surgery. But there's a chance he's going to get surgery and he's going to be done for the rest of the year. So, but again, as far as the Falcons are concerned, he's already out for this game, so the Falcons don't have to worry about seeing Max Crosby. And that's a huge help, obviously, for the Falcons' offense. That's a premier pass rusher that Caleb McGarry and Kirk Cousins in the Falcons' offense do not have to worry about. And that'll hopefully help Kirk Cousins in the passing game, help Bijan Robinson and Tyler Allgeier in the running game, and that'll just help the Falcons' offense overall. So really good news. We got over the weekend, really it dropped yesterday, but either way, very good news that the Falcons are not going to have to deal with All-Pro and Pro Bowl defensive end Max Crosby. So that is absolutely huge news for the Falcons. So hopefully, again, that just helps the running game, the passing game, all around. It'll help the Falcons offense. But another thing to keep an eye out for, and another thing that I think is worth noting when talking about this Raiders club. This Raiders club is still pretty good at rushing the passer. And again, it's going to change with no Max Crosby. But overall, they have gotten at least one sack for how many games has it been? I think it was 31 straight games. I had the stat here, and I lost it. But either way it goes, they've still been pretty good at rushing the passer overall. But again, with no Max Crosby, that's obviously going to be a big boost for the Falcons. And we know about the Raiders' offense. It's going to be Brock Bowers. It's going to be the guy you really try to stop. We still are not necessarily sure about who the quarterback is going to be. Aiden O'Connell, listed right now as questionable. Obviously, he is dealing with that knee injury right now, so we're not sure if it's going to be Aiden O'Connell or Desmond Ridder to start. We'll find out as we get closer to the game The inactives, again, don't have to be announced until an hour and a half before kickoff. So we're still far away from probably knowing, but I'm sure stuff will probably leak. And we'll see just when they decide to make the decision of who's going to go. And again, it might be up to a game time decision. We'll see. But one thing I also want to point out before we go to break here real quick, turnover differential. These two teams, not very good at the turnover differential, especially after the last four games where Kirk Cousins thrown no touchdown passes and eight interceptions. Falcons are -9 in the turnover differential, but the Raiders, -17. So you should be able to turn the Raiders over, whether it's Aiden O'Connell or Desmond Ridder. Falcons defense needs and should be able to get some turnovers this evening. So should be a hopefully entertaining game and a fun game for the Falcons, but should be, I mean, come on. It's the Raiders. They're not that good. Should be a game the Falcons win. Hopefully they get it done. We'll talk more about the Falcons coming up here. Also, we will talk a little college football as congratulations are in order for a certain phenom out there in the college football world. And don't forget, coming up here in about 25 minutes from now, we're going to take your calls here on a Falcons Monday version of Grill and Dylan. Score predictions, your Falcons takes. I'll take them all at 5:40. So that's coming up. So get ahead and get ready for that. But again, on the other side, we'll continue to talk Falcons, talk a little college football as well. About 5 minutes from now here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Monday morning, a Falcons Monday. We're getting you ready for Falcons Raiders. Going to be tonight, 8:30. You can hear it right here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, your flagship station of the Atlanta Falcons. Also, by the way, want to mention, Hawks unfortunately lost to the Bucks in the NBA Cup semifinals, but there was good news as far as the Hawks go. There was a multi-year contract extension agreed upon between the Atlanta Hawks and Odyssey Sports Radio 92.9 The Game to continue being the flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks for many, many years to come. So shout out to our partners, the Atlanta Hawks, helping us bring you Atlanta Hawks basketball for this season and seasons to come in the future. Great news that we're able to, again, stay with the Hawks as far as being their flagship station. So very, very honored to be a part of that. So that was good news to hear. That was the big significant news, by the way, at 10:20 on Friday that they announced on the Steakhouse. So good stuff there. Also good stuff from two-way Colorado star Travis Hunter. He is your 2024 Heisman Trophy winner, as that was announced on Saturday at with the award ceremony show, and it was great to see, and great for Travis Hunter to see him winning the Heisman. Absolutely deserved it. I mean, again, just the numbers that he put up, the things he was able to do both offensively and defensively, it just it was great. I mean, he was doing something that we just hadn't seen really before in college football. It was absolutely amazing. It marked only the fifth time this century, by the way, that a quarterback didn't win the Heisman. The last time no signal caller placed in the top two was 2015 when running backs Derrick Henry of Alabama and Christian McCaffrey of Stanford ran 1 and 2 in the voting. So this Heisman Trophy, by the way, kind of capped off all the other awards that he won too. So he won the Associated Press Player of the Year, the Walter Camp Award as National Player of the Year, the Chuck Berenick Award as the Top Defensive Player, and the Fred Biletnikoff Award for Best Wide Receiver. So as you can imagine, Travis Hunter taking home all the accolades, as he should have, because, again, just a super, super impressive season from Travis Hunter. On offense, 92 catches, 1,152 yards, and 14 touchdowns, plus a rushing score. On defense, he had 4 interceptions, made 32 tackles, broke up 11 passes, and forced a critical fumble that secured an overtime victory against Baylor. So, I mean, he literally did it all. He played 669 defensive snaps and 687 snaps on offense, a total of 1,356 snaps. That was 434 more than any other FBS player. He was on the field for 80% of his team's total snaps. No other FBS player accounted for more than 56%. That is crazy. He was out there working and working all the time. So, and again, not only is he, it's not just the fact that he's out there. It's not the fact that he's just playing offense and defense. You know, he is out there making plays when he's out there on offense and on defense. It's not like he's just out there getting cardio on both sides of the football. He's out there making plays and being an impact player on both sides of the football. That's really the difference. So, again, congratulations to Travis Hunter. He definitely deserves it, and he has been everything I think everybody thought he was going to be. Remember, he was originally committed to FSU. He had that kind of a big moment when he tossed away his FSU cap at his signing day, agreed to go to, and he ends up at Jackson State with Deion, then obviously followed Deion to Colorado, and he has just been balling out for Jackson State for that year and then the Buffaloes as well. So good stuff, and congratulations to Travis Hunter. He received, by the way, 552 first-place votes and 2,231 points. Boise State running back Ashton Jeanty was the runner-up. That's, I figured, we all knew it was a two-man race between Hunter and Jeanty, with Hunter probably going to take away the win. So it played out how I think we all knew it was going to play out. But Ashton Jeanty, again, runner-up, 309 first-place votes, 2,017 points, making it the closest margin of victory since 2009 when Mark Ingram edged Toby Gerhart. The previous highest total for a runner-up was 1,871 points, and that was by Tua Tagovailoa in 2018 when Kyler Murray won the Heisman. So I will say it was a little bit closer than I thought it was going to be. Obviously, a fairly close margin there, but still, you had to figure it was going to more than likely be Travis Hunter to get the win. I mean, it didn't seem. Again, you can make the argument for Ashton Jeanty to get the award, but it just seemed like that was Travis Hunter's award all along. So, again, congratulations to Travis Hunter, and he is your 2024 Heisman Trophy winner. He hit the pose. He did it all, man, literally. And he gets the award at the end of it. So, good stuff there for Travis Hunter. Army-Navy happened over the weekend as well, just to give you one more college football headline. That was the lone game in college football over the weekend. And I had the score, and I was going to try and pull it up for you here, and I'll have it for you here in just a second. So Army, well, there were some other games. Let me come correct, actually. There were some other games. The Celebration Bowl was this past weekend. Basically the championship of the HBCUs. Jackson State beat South Carolina State 28-7. South Alabama and Western Michigan also played over the weekend in the IS4S Salute to Veterans Bowl. South Alabama won 30 42-23 over Western Michigan. And we'll start to get some bowl games as soon as tomorrow. How about the Scooters Coffee Frisco Bowl between Memphis and West Virginia? Then we'll have bowl games Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Obviously, we'll have them Saturday as well when we get the college football playoff started and other bowl games as well. So a full week of college football starting tomorrow. Bowl mania going crazy. But between Army and Navy, I did say I was going to give you that game. Army won that one. Or excuse me, Navy beat 22 Army. How about that? A little bit of an upset there as Navy takes down number 22 Army 31-13. So a big win for Navy. Again, winners 31-13. So there you have it. But college football playoff, like we said, getting started this weekend, and you're going to have other bowl games all throughout the week. So much college football to come here over the next week. So there you have it. There's some college football stuff for you as well. Going to get back into the Falcons now, and we're going to take your calls here in about 10 minutes. 404-726-0929 if you want to talk about the Falcons. Give me your take. Give me a score prediction. We'll do that all on a Falcons Monday version of Grillin' Dylan here in about 10 minutes from now. So go ahead and get the phone lines ready. Day-Day's ready to take your calls. All right, real quick, I did want to mention a couple other things about the Atlanta Falcons. When it comes to Kirk Cousins, obviously he is trying to get off the snide, hasn't thrown a touchdown pass in four games. I don't want Kirk Cousins doing too much out there, though. I don't want him pressing. I don't want him feeling like, oh, I just got to get this. Like, because at the end of the day, I don't care how the Falcons do it. I don't really care what it looks like at this point, because on a four-game losing streak, you just want to win. And that's how I feel. I just want the Falcons to win. And they have to win. Again, have to win. You lose, again, you're probably not making the playoffs unless you get a lot of help. But at this point, the Falcons just cannot afford to lose. We went over the scenarios to begin the show. If the Buccaneers win out, which it is very likely they win out, the Bucs take the division. And the game that was the game they had the best chance to lose was yesterday against the Chargers, and they beat them 40-17. Now they got the Cowboys and the, was it the Saints or the Panthers and then the Saints. So you probably think they're going to lose any of those games. And then when it comes to the Commanders, they can still get a wild card spot and overtake the Commanders. Hopefully the Eagles can beat the Commanders for us next week, and then we got to beat the Commanders in about 3 weeks from now. So you got to find a way to put it together. But getting back to my point about Kirk Cousins, I don't want to see him do too much. I just want to see him get into a rhythm. I just want to see Kirk Cousins in some sort of a rhythm. And I don't want to, obviously, don't want any turnovers. Please, 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 no interceptions. Let's not have any sack fumbles, but mainly no interceptions. The sack fumbles, obviously, you don't want, but just please no more interceptions. He's thrown enough to last him the rest of the season at this point. So, but again, don't want him doing too much. Don't want him trying to press. And he talked about that last week. He was talking about, we played it for you, and he was talking about how he felt like maybe at times he was trying to do too much and that he's going to try and just get back to kind of the fundamentals of the quarterback position and, again, not trying to do too much and not trying to press. So hopefully we do get indeed that version of Kirk Cousins, because there have been times, and again, it's been because he's kind of had to at times, but there have been times over this four-game stretch that he seems like he has been pressing. He has been trying to fit the football in too tight of a windows. And again, some of that is because he's had to, because the Falcons were down and they had to go and score a touchdown in a certain amount of time. So, I mean, there is reasoning behind it, but some of the throws and some of the decisions from Kirk Cousins have just not been good over the past four games. And that's why, you know, the Falcons have won a bit on the stretch and he's got the interceptions with no touchdown passes. So hopefully, again, Kirk Cousins can get him into a rhythm, but let the run game carry the squad tonight. Let Bijan Robinson and Tyler Algier carry the squad. And hopefully Kirk Cousins doesn't have to do too much. And hopefully he doesn't try to do too much and just keep it simple, stupid tonight, Kirk. Keep it simple, stupid. When all else fails, keep it simple, stupid. All right, when we come back, I want to hear from you. What are you seeing? What are you liking about the game tonight between the Falcons and Raiders? Obviously, no Max Crosby. We'll see if it's Aiden O'Connell or Desmond Ridder. But how are you feeling about tonight's game between the Falcons and the Raiders? We'll take your calls on a Falcons Monday edition of Grillin' Dillon. But we can also talk about whatever you like. Yeah, but on a Falcons Monday edition of Grillin' Dillon, I would like to hear a score prediction, a Falcons score prediction from you and your take on the Falcons Raiders matchup tonight as well. But Grillin' Dillon, we can talk about movies, music, life, sports, Falcons. We can talk about it all when we come back here on Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dillon Matthews here on a Falcons Monday on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dillon Matthews here on a Falcons Monday. I hope you all are doing well. Thank you to everybody who is tuned in right now. All my people on their way to work or already at work. All my people already at the gym or on their way to the gym. All my people listening in the bed right now, I appreciate you. Make sure you follow the radio station at 92.9 The Game on all social media platforms. Make sure you follow myself at underscore Dillon Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Make sure you download that free Odyssey app, because if you like this show, if you're feeling good about the show, what you've been hearing this morning, you like the energy, you like what you like what you maybe are learning, well, guess what? If you're not usually an early riser, but you're like, dang, I really like this show, I want to listen to it more, guess what? With that free Odyssey app, you download that on your smartphone or smart device, you can listen to this show whenever you want. It doesn't have to be 5 a.m. It can be 5 p.m. be 8 a.m. It could be 9 a.m., 10 a.m., noon. It could be 3 p.m., whenever you want to listen to this program or any of the other great shows on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, you can go back and listen to shows in their entirety with the free Odyssey app. You can go back and listen to your favorite segments. You can go back and listen to interviews. You can do that, all that great stuff on the free Odyssey app. So make sure you download it on your smartphone or any and all of your smart devices today. All right, without further ado, let's go ahead and get to it. It's a Falcons Monday edition of Grillin' Dillon. 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. Movies, music, life, sports. But on a Falcons Monday edition of Grillin' Dillon, would like to hear a take on the Falcons. How you feeling about the Falcons matchup with the Las Vegas Raiders tonight? And if you got a score prediction, I'll take that as well. So let's go ahead and get right to it. Without further ado, let's first head out to my guy, Chief, out in South Fulton. What's happening, Chief? What's going on, Chief?
The Falcons.
Oh, there's Chief. What's happening, Chief? I got you.
Yes, what's happening, baby? I tell you what, before I get to who came up short this weekend, Falcons, you better not come up short. You two touchdowns better than this team. 27-13 Falcons. You better not come up short. Let's get into it, Dillon.
Yeah.
The New York Yankees last week You didn't have enough money. You came up short. All right? All right, well, we're going to move on to
who else came up short?
hey, the Lion King, Mufasa told me the Lions came up short. You ain't running the kingdom because you came up short.
Ooh.
All right? One more. For the rest of the radio stations in Atlanta, look like Friday, 92.9 said you came up short. I'm out, dude.
I love it. Great work, Chief. I love it. I love it. Oh man, yeah, yeah. We gotta make coming up short a staple with Chief. He's too good at it. He's too good at it, man. Great stuff, Chief. That's right. The Lions, maybe not roaring as mighty as we thought they would. They came up short yesterday against some Buffalo Bills. Chief, they got trampled by the herd. They got trampled by the herd of Buffalo yesterday, and then. Yeah, you know, the Hawks ain't going anywhere. They staying right here on 99 the game where they supposed to be. But like you said, Falcons, don't come up short today. Don't, please don't come up short. Please don't come up short. All right, let's head out to Dexter. He wants to jump in here. Dexter, what's going on, man? How you feeling this morning, brother?
D, what up, my big dog?
Not much, my guy. How you feeling this morning?
I had to work. I'm glad I got a chance to talk to you on your show. I hear you with Bodum all the time. But, man, let me tell you, Tampa did what they supposed to do yesterday. They went out there and beat the team we supposed to beat.
Yep.
And they beat them back.
Yep.
So, with that being said, if you don't go out there and beat the Raiders tonight, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say about the Falcons, man. You got to beat the Raiders, and you got to beat them bad.
Yeah.
You got to go out to Desmond Ridder like he ain't never played football before. That's going to let us know we better play some ball. So let's go. I'm going to pick the score. Falcons got to be 40, and I'm going to put the Raiders at 10.
Ooh, okay.
That's the score I want to see.
I like it.
I want to see, D.
I'm with you. I'm right there with you, Dexter. All right, my guy. Have a good one, man. Have a good day at work, brother. I appreciate you, Dexter. Hey, I'm with Dexter, man. That's the type of energy I want to see right there. I want to see a 40-10 win, too. I would love to see Kirk Cousins come back, drop a 40-burger on the Raiders' head, throw a couple of touchdown, heck, maybe even three touchdown passes. Bijan and Tyler maybe get in there with a rushing scores. I mean, I'm here for it. I'm here for it. That would be very refreshing to Falcons fans. Now be a sight for a lot of Falcons sore eyes right now. So I am all the way with that, Dexter. I appreciate the phone call. All right, let's get one more in here. Let's get Quincy. Quincy, good morning to you, man. How you feeling this morning, brother?
Hey, good morning. I do want to talk about Falcons. I do think that Kirk Cousins throws another interception. Yes.
Say it ain't so, Quincy.
Yeah, man. He's still out there staring down receivers, and I think he's going to throw you one. But luckily, I think the Raiders do not want to win. So I think they're going to go out there and let the Falcons get a 24-14 win.
Okay.
And, if they lose, then we might as well just go and get ready for the draft. But that's another conversation I hope we don't have to make, you know.
I'm with you on that one, Quincy. I appreciate the phone call, brother, man, and hope you have a great day, man. But, yeah, as long as they win, look, I don't want Kirk to throw another interception, but even if he does, as long as we win, man, that's all that matters. Again, I said at the beginning of the show, I don't really care how it looks. And at the end of the day, I don't really care I do care what the score is. I hope the Falcons win convincingly, because if they don't win convincingly against the Raiders, then there might even be some problems. And, you know, but at the end of the day, we just got to win this game. That's it. A win is a win is a win at the end of the day. And if we win this one, that means we live to see another day as far as making the postseason. And look, the Falcons won't be mathematically out of it if they lose this game. But for all intents and purposes, it's going to be a real, real uphill climb and uphill battle if they lose this game. Okay? So, Falcons, just get the dub. And I think they will get the dub. I'll go ahead and give you my score prediction. With no Max Crosby, I feel good about that. I don't really care if it's Desmond Ridder or Aiden O'Connell. I think the Falcons will be able to sack both. Aiden O'Connell will be a little less mobile, so the Falcons probably could sack him a little bit better than they maybe could Desmond Ridder, but I still think they get Desmond Ridder on the ground. I still think they get turnovers. I think the Falcons win this one. I'm going to say they get a 10-point win. I'm going to say the Falcons win it 30-20. That's how I'm feeling. A nice 30-point game. Kirk Cousins bounces back, throws two touchdown passes. Bijan rushes for one, and I'll say Tyler rushes for one, or maybe Kirk throws three. I don't know exactly how they score, but I just got a feeling it'll be 30-23. That's my take on it. I appreciate y'all's takes. Appreciate y'all tuning in as always. And go Falcons. Rise up, baby. Hopefully we get a big win tonight. Again, you can listen to tonight's game right here on the flagship station of your Atlanta Falcons, Sports Radio 929 The Game. Pre-game coverage starting at 6:30 and kickoff shortly after 8:30 out there in Vegas. The Death Star, Allegiant Stadium, whatever you want to call it. All right. When we come back here on Hometown Take, we will wrap things up and hand things off to the morning shift. It's a special edition of the morning shift. We have Abe Gordon, or as we like to call him, Gabe Orton, joining Mike Johnson on the morning shift. And we'll see what the fellas got up for a Monday edition, a Falcons Monday edition of the Hometown Take, or I should say the morning shift. And we'll wrap things up on the Hometown Take right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.